the players, the personalities who come from around the world to play professional soccer in the United States.
Go, go, USA! Oh, it's incredible!
In a world where some call it football, football, or soccer, they dare to call it foosball. One thinks New York is blue. The other thinks New York is red. Soccer in America from a German perspective. Let them put some sauerkraut on your hot dog and join them for the Schnitzel Boys USA Hour.
The New York Knicks.
Yeah. Dante DiVincenzo got a big three down the stretch and a big offensive foul call on a moving screen. Yeah, the Knicks won game one against the Pacers. That's why we're a little delayed. We got sucked into it.
We're both lifetime New York Knicks fans ever since we were little and stuff. So we watched.
Actually, I was a Knicks fan before I even came to New York City.
Me too. I was a Knicks fan. Before I
you weren't being sarcastic. I thought this was maybe.
No, I'm Joe. I am being sarcastic. I mean, I'm playing on. I was a 76ers fan, and then you know who my secondary team was back in the day? The Utah Jazz. John Stockton, Karl Malone.
Oh, Karl Stockton to Karl Malone. Okay.
Hornacek, Foster Tagg, Byron Russell. Or not for his name, not Byron Russell. Is it Byron Russell? Yeah, Byron Russell.
I think so, yeah.
Those are my boys right there. No, I was really the best by then, but when I moved to Brazil at that age, I kind of fell out of basketball and got into football, soccer. And, you know, Dante Vincenzo scored a three-pointer at the end. Reminds me of Dante Van Zier scoring a goal down in Inter Miami, you know. We got the Dante connection.
It's all connecting. Yeah, let's we talked a lot about basketball in the previous hour. I guess we've done it. So
the pretzel board.
But you have a lot to talk about. You are still in the closet recovering from your Miami adventure. Tell us everything.
Oh my God. Well, so I took a trip here to South Florida where I have family. My family lives. And my nephew is getting really into soccer. He plays it every day. He loves it. It's his favorite thing. He gets jerseys. Him and his friends at school talk about Cristiano Ronaldo versus Leo Messi, or, you know. And they play FIFA all the time, you know. And he's never, ever been to a live soccer game. So this weekend, A, is my birthday. And B, it's where the New York Red Bulls played in Miami. Something I kind of wanted to do. I kind of want to go to Miami again. So I'm like, it's kismet. I'm going to come out here. I'm gonna go to the game. Happy, I'm bring my nephew.
Happy birthday, by the way. You're a fellow Taurus. I don't know that I knew that.
You and I are Taurus. When are you? Are you up soon?
I'm on a week from today. Next Monday.
Oh, that's right. I think we have this. Has it already been a year? Because your last birthday, you went to, was it also the New York Red Bulls? NYCFC Derby out in Rebel Arena? Was that
it? Yeah. That was a year ago. Yeah, that didn't
full
go well.
Year.
Yeah.
Full year? Dang, where's the time going? Yeah, like, and this weekend is the Derby again, right? Like clockwork. Are you going to do it again?
It's going to be in 2 weeks, actually. Not this weekend. It's going to be next week. I mean, I'm going. I don't have... I'm not doing the group thing again. That didn't go well last year. Last year for my birthday, we went to Red Bull Arena. Had some Spanish food before that restaurant closed. I mean, you know, nothing lasts forever. Now this year, it's not on the road; it's at Citi Field. That's, I think, the first time we have a derby at Citi Field. But anyway, I interrupted you. Please continue.
It's all about my birthday right now. So my birthday.
That's right.
Also, as a Taurus. Came down here, and I've never been to the Inter Miami, boop, boop, boop. So tickets are very expensive. However, I was able to get some decent tickets through one of the New York supporters clubs. And I was going to take my nephew, and I'm like, well, does so-and-so want to come, and so-and-so want to come, maybe this, you know, let's make a whole thing out of it. It ended up increasing to a clan of six.
Wow.
So six of us went, and I bought six supporters tickets.
That's amazing that those were just available. That's great.
I know. I was just like, hey, you know, because, but also, I mean, we'll get that in a second. You know, it's a road trip, long road trip, you know. But I ran into several New York Red Bulls fans while I was there, and each and every single one of them had the same story. They were just flying down for the weekend for the game. None of them were locals. And same with me. I flew in from L.A. So right. I had six.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the – I think we have – maybe NYCFC has have more committed road fans. Because, like, yeah, the because we already played in Miami, and this was – and Messi wasn't even playing. I guess we didn't know that when
how many people were down there? We had about
– I mean, it was like – I don't know how many went, but those tickets were a hot commodity. You had to sign up. Like, they it wasn't just like you couldn't just get however many you wanted. You had to sign up, and it was a raffle or
– I bought these a month and a half ago. So I bought these. There was a very specific – the sales were – you couldn't buy them up to like the sales. They had a sales window or something. But yeah, there was a decent crew of us. There was like five or six rows of New York Red Bulls fans in our own section there, you know. But anyway, but this is the thing. So this goes back to kind of stuff you and I talk about. I don't usually sit in the supporters section because of the jumping and the yelling and the screaming and the flag waving and all that stuff. Isn't my jam, to be honest. But I had to because these were reasonable tickets and it was a way to see Miami. It was a way to see Messi for a reasonable price. Because the cheapest ticket elsewhere in the stadium was, I think, started at three or four times the price per ticket. So I went, but then I was like, you know, I'm just like, most of these people I'm bringing have never been. I think everyone I brought has never been to a soccer game except for one before. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay. And I'm like, listen, I don't know what to expect tonight. It might be jumping and screaming. And then they're starting to ask me questions of like, wait a minute, what? This isn't going to happen. People aren't going to spill beer on me, right? And I'm just like, they might. It's a supporters section, you know. But so I had a lot of nerves to bring up. And, you know, so, but anyway, we go to the stadium. We got there early. We got good. We from where we live down to where the stadium is in Fort Lauderdale, we got door to door in 40 minutes. So easy peasy through the highway. It's right off the turnpike. And then you go to parking. Parking is more expensive there than in LA. Which is crazy. In LA, parking is $50. In Miami, parking is $60.
Oof. Wow. Oof. City Field, it's $40. Unless you take the train, then you don't need parking.
Right, but here in Miami, there's not. I think they have a thing where they have a free shuttle from the Bright Line, which is for the new train. So I guess that's an option. You know, and in LAFC also doesn't really have a park and ride. They do have public transit option. Mm. That's true. But here in Miami,
I took the 7 train this week to City Field because sometimes I like to drive because that's very quick from my house. But we had the 5-borough bike tour in New York, and so we were kind of boxed in because of road closures, etc., and rerouted traffic that clogged everything up. So I took the train. It was very pleasant. It's very easy to do. Anyway, please. So you got there door to door in 40 minutes.
I pulled up the guy, the parking attendant. None of them spoke English because I have to remind myself the backs were on the East Coast. And then, but good news, I speak Spanish, Bjorn. So my Spanish navigated us to the proper parking because the parking attendants only spoke Spanish. They didn't speak a word of English. And then we got there, and my great Spanish coordinator had to pay for part. Get there. We got a great spot. We get out. We go in. There's fan fest going on. My nephew played this sort of ball game. We have to kick the ball against the light, and he got a free T-shirt. And then my mom and sisters got free see-through fanny packs with samples of vodka from Kettle One.
Ooh, wow. All right, let's go.
I mean, we got in there. There was all this free swag, and then – and then we went to this food cart. Oh, I wish I could share a picture. I'll put it on the Instagram or on the Twitter. It was just like Colombian hot dog, Tonton hamburger, like all this stuff I've never heard of before. And my mom got the Colombian hot dog and this gigantic hot dog with a real wurst and cover it with like potato crisps and like animal style secret sauce. It was delicious. And then the Tonton burger is almost like two arepas, like corn patties and a burger. It was just like really creative food, also stuff I've never seen before. And I was like, sign me up, man. And not only that,
get welcome this to Planet Messi, where everything is better.
Everything is better. Everyone of the staff were so sweet. like total Southern hospitality. I check in. I'm like, hey, I've got six. And like, okay, give me the one after another. And then we check in and be like, welcome to the stadium. Over to the left, you got this thing. The bathrooms are here. The kick thing. Like, they're like, this is the lady who worked the gate. And she had a big smile on her face. Dude, you guys have a great time, you guys. And we're like, thank you. You too, ma'am. You know, it's just so sweet and welcoming. You know, what do you think of gate agents, right? They just scan. They're not looking at you. They're just scanning you
that's
in.
That's true. That's true. It's Citi Field, too. Citi Field has much nicer staff than Yankee Stadium. And Citi Field, people are pretty nice. And Yankee Stadium, not as much.
Well, maybe they're paid better at Citi Field, maybe. And then
they
I go
have,
in.
They have to be nicer. They have to be nicer because the team sucks. People just come.
Not Miami.
Yeah, at Citi Field they see you out. This is always.
Oh yeah, they have to get you people, out of there. They don't want to kick you out.
There's people at the exits telling you to get home safe and thanks for coming. This
GTFO
does not happen in Yankee Stadium.
The GTFO game. Yeah. Well, this is so they were, you know, and then the drink people. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. FanFest Sun, and it's an erector set stadium. It's such an interesting stadium. It's just like, it is a stadium with a sign and stuff, but all the bathrooms are in trailers, and it's very much, you know, half the stands are pretty temporary.
Well, it's temporary, right? How's it going with the other one?
I looked into it. Apparently, it's going to be open next year.
It's happening. They're building it.
Yeah. It's at an abandoned golf course next to the Miami International Airport. However, that's going to be much further from where my family is. So the fact that it's in Fort Lauderdale is actually convenient for people that live up here in the northern Southern Florida. I mean, the Southern Florida part, like Jupiter and Boynton Beach, and all these like. You know, South Florida is just a bunch of cities in a row, a bunch of towns up and down the row. Mm-hmm. And Fort Lauderdale right off the highway is actually very easy for them. But now it's down in Miami, it's going to be more, you know, they might have to think twice because they go in the belly of the beast. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So,
I mean, how often did they go prior to this?
Never.
Zero times.
Yeah. So this is, I'm just talking in general. I'm just talking as a person visiting the South Florida area. I do have an understanding of the South Florida area. And there's always been this storyline of, like, we need to be in Miami. You know, this is the stadium that Gant Muller used to play in back in the 70s. This is the stadium that Carlos Valderrama played in the 90s. You know, this is old Lockhart Stadium. It's always been here in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, this is where Rodney Marsh and he was Tampa Bay. Well, this is where the Fort Lauderdale Strikers were. You know, that's always been in Fort Lauderdale. They just never get to Miami. And they're just trying to get to Miami. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, I don't know. If I were around here, I'd prefer to stay in Fort Lauderdale, to be honest. But, you know, maybe the Miamians or the Floridians can come here and comment on that. But anyway, so we go to the game. And, you know, I don't know what to expect. I'm like, is this going to work? So we get seats, and, you know, and I have members of the family already complaining, like, sit down, you know, like, stop yelling, stop singing, sit down. Because we're in the supporters group. They're going to be jumping and singing and yelling the whole time. Just like,
it's part of the experience. You didn't have a workshop beforehand?
I tried, but they weren't listening. Oh, and here's one. All over the place. I gave them all red. And they're like, red? Hold on. We want to wear pants. It's like, no, it's red. We're in the New York section. So I gave my niece red. I took my little niece. And she goes to stay, and first thing she sees is everybody in pink. Pink, pink, pink. And I just felt, so it's like, why am I in red? I want pink. So my brother-in-law
How old is she?
She's in middle school. So she's young, but she's not like, she's young.
She's not five, yeah.
Yeah, she's not five. But my brother-in-law and her went to the team store and got full pink gear, Miami gear, and came back. So I'm just like, all right, I'm bringing some pink to the New York fan section. That's my thing. So we go to the New York fan section. The New York cheerleader, whatever his name, the Viking Army head, whatever, was very kind to them. Just ribbed them a little bit, but it wasn't violent or anything. It was just some ribbon, and then everyone's having a good time, which is good. Because that stuff can go more extreme than you want it to go.
Especially if you're like, taking...
But anyway, they never went that way. Yeah. Never went that way, thankfully. Everyone, the New York Rebels hosts were very, very welcoming, accommodating, having a good time. So, but then for maybe my mom, who was a little older, and my sister, who was not really, shouldn't really know. She's not. Anyway, for them, they're like, what's this? Sing the jump, boop, boop, boop. And then right across the hall, right across the aisle, were two empty seats. I'm like, why don't you two sit there? They sat there. They had this sweet lady next to them talking to them. They had a great time with their new neighbors, and they loved the game from there. So it's just the four of us left in the section, me, my niece, my nephew, and my brother-in-law. And it took a second, but then they got into it. Then they were jumping, and they were yelling. And then after the goal, my niece would just yell, goal! At the top of her lawn. And I was sort of trying to teach him our new Rebel songs. And they had a blast. They had a real blast. Because I was worried. I'm like, how are you doing? She's never been to a game. She's never been to a sporting event before. And they had an absolute blast. And it ended up being a super success on the fan side. And ended up being such a fun night to remember. Now, on the... So I just wanted to share the experience.
You brought your whole family,
I brought family to the supporters section. You know, it's... Usually that's a mistake. Just like that's, I took the risk, and it worked out, thankfully.
I mean, I've done that with my kids.
Right.
Many a time, even when they were little, and it's always been fine.
The whole row behind this,
It's not Europe, you know? It's right, like people are more... People are chill, yeah.
The whole row behind me were parents and their kids, so it's just like, perfect.
My daughter once took on the first time that NYCFC won a road game ever in Philly, Tommy McNamara banger. We were there, and my daughter, who was, you know, ready to tussle, she was, I guess, how old was she? Like eight or nine at the time, maybe? And she took on this group, the soccer team of 8-year-old boys. And so they like, so it was her, and then they kind of talked back to her, and when we in the end won the game, she was in their faces. I was like, Ella, we gotta get
My niece was doing something of that too, because every time Miami scored, she's like, in your face. She was all about to Miami. And Miami had themselves quite the game. We haven't really talked about the game yet.
It was 6-2. It was not a close game.
It was not a close
game. But you had the lead. You got the first one, right?
So you had the first half.
You had a minute. Wait, you were up one. Oh, that's right. You were up one at halftime.
I believe so. Memory serves.
And then things fell apart.
They came out swinging in that second half, and they swung hard. Sorry, but it wasn't that. It was Leo Messi. He's just like, I'm going to turn on. I'm going to be the best player in the world again right now. And so Lionel Messi broke an MLS record. It was 6-2, and Lionel Messi was involved with all six goals. That's the first time a player has ever been involved with six. A goal and five assists.
Scored one and had five assists, yeah.
And I looked the highlights twice. Like, he did this beautiful pass in front for either Suarez or Roa. I think it was Suarez. And it's a no-look pass. I looked at his eyes. He's not looking anywhere. He just, without his eyes, he just passed through five defenders, cut through. I mean, you know, the New York Red Bulls fans were sad, but I was looking around, I'm like, guys, you have to witness beauty here, man. Like, appreciate Lionel Messi. Like, I know he's on the opposing team. I know they're winning. We beat them big, I think, what, a month ago or whatever. So it goes both ways. They have it now tonight. And you know what? If we're going to lose like this, I want to see Lionel Messi. I want to see Luis Suarez score a hat trick. I want to see Lionel Messi and him playing like high school boys having fun. You know, it was just a two of them. Like, remember that goal? They just passed back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
It was like two boys that just knew each other, played together for years. And sometimes you just really have to appreciate the beauty of the game. Like Lionel Messi is a beauty. He's running through guys. Great passes. The one where he just, John Tolkien is trying to like challenge him in the box. And John Tolkien's doing his best. Lionel Messi's just like egging him on. And a quick loop. And then Luis Suarez just bicycle, like side bicycle, kicks it right in the goal, you know. So my niece and my family had a blast, because not only was it a soccer game, it was a soccer game with eight goals with Lionel Messi.
I mean, yeah, and like a lot of good, yeah, high quality soccer.
It was a
blast. But that is very, that's very magnanimous and very flexible of you to make that turn. If Messi scored like six on my team, I would want somebody to break his leg. Like,
well, the lady in front of me held her both, was yelling and held her middle fingers up the entire time. She was so angry. I shared that on our Schnitzel Boys Twitter. I think. Right. She was just like, "Screw you, Messi!" She's like, "Oh, man." And I'm like, "Lady, learn to love the."
I don't think I would be. I don't think I would be quite angry like that. I don't think I would flip him off, but I would be. I mean, I was excited. You know, we've talked about this at length. The Notch Adore, that was just a friendly, but I was excited that my team didn't roll over for them and tussle. I don't know.
My question is, where was this in Monterey, man? You guys are playing soccer for fun, scoring and passing and crushing. Where were you guys in Monterey? What the heck's going on?
Well, he was just back from injury. I mean, you know, it's not like he is in his late 30s at this point. I don't think he has this every. He's not going to have this every game all year. But no, that was a good one.
Men against really great experience.
Men against boys. The Apple person said in the end. I was like, wow, that's a little.
Steve Cangelosi, I think. Yeah, but, you know, and then they got the penalty at the end. But there was a moment, if I can be a little negative Nelly here, it was the big one shared on MLS. I think it was the first half. There was a dirty side tackle on Emil Forsberg. You see the video?
Yeah.
Dirty. It should have, everyone, even Taylor Twain was like, that's a straight red. I don't know what the heck the ref was smoking. And the ref, the all-female ref team, by the way, shout out to them, which most of the people in my party, or I guess half of us were ladies, so they appreciated the fact there was an all-lady ref team, which is nice. And I think it was a yellow at best. It's like, that's a yellow? He came on the side and then scissored Emil Forsberg on the floor. That should have been a straight red. And that was in the first half, and let's pretend that was given. Maybe the whole route of the game would
change. Everything changes, for sure. Yeah.
So I'm allowed to offer that little bit of hope, right? But definitely the second half was just like they figured out their tactics. I think Tata, because New York Red Bulls held the ball in the attacking half the entire time. Beautiful stuff that they usually do. And Miami's playing on the counter. I'm like, this is Miami. But New York Red Bulls dominating the ball. But in the second half, they really figured it out, and they just really could take them on the counter and just crack them down and just crack that nut wide open. And just went and went and went. And just the Luis Suarez hat trick and this Rojas kid who got a great brace. And Leo Messi, those guys are just too powerful. They were just too powerful to maintain. They had themselves a great second half. I got to witness Messi live. I got to witness him assist 5 goals. So it is what it's. You know, it's not a playoff game. It's a early regular season game. So in a lot of ways, it's healthy for us to lose like this because it wakes them up a little, puts a little fire in their butt to be like,
it's
we ain't infallible.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, a very, very commendably positive outlook on a shellacking that you received by some old dudes. But okay,
hold on, Bjorn. Some old dudes. It's not Nat Borchers in there. It's not, okay, we didn't lose to Nat Borchers. It's not Nat Borchers, Jeff Lorenowitz, and Dax. I love him to death. That's not who we were playing.
They're all playing. Right? They're all busy in the Open Cup. They don't. Not,
come on now, give them some respect. It's Luis Suarez. It's Leo Messi.
No, I mean I know. I'm being. This is friendly banter, but. No, that sounds great. I'm glad you got to see him. We're awaiting. Well, we got a draw in Miami when Messi was not playing, and we're awaiting the circus in September. But I don't know. I put the chances of him playing in that game at 50-50. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm lucky he was healthy and played a full 90 because he was injured up.
Yeah, and played and crushed it. I mean, this was incredible performance. So.
But we have New England next week. We have New England next week. A good team at home. Good team to bounce against. We should be able to handle New England.
Yeah, they're not good. They're not good. We got a live look at how bad they are recently.
Well.
So meanwhile, in Citi Field, we had the bald, short, and stout coach derby. Nick Cushing against Chris Armas, which from where I was sitting, they looked like brothers from another mother. They're both...
He's
pretty bald and they're both sort of short. They put the AR lady, well, they had two, much like last week, they had two lady assistant referees, and this week they kindly put the shorter one on the coach side, which is good, because last week they had this assistant ref lady that just towered over Nick Cushing. She was just significantly taller than he was.
An Amazon woman.
I don't know. And
bring out the Amazon.
So yeah, the two of them. I even took a picture. The two of them, from where I was sitting, really were hard to tell apart. And but yeah, Chris Armas won that handily. Two zip. Yeah, really. Just I don't know. We don't even talk about it that much. It was a miserable day at Citi Field. It was like raining. All of my friends bailed. Everybody was like, not gonna, you know, everybody had an excuse. Colds were coming on or work distractions. My son bailed out. So I was like, am I not gonna, you know, I was kind of still exhausted from the Bochum experience earlier the day. I was like, morning. am I gonna just stay on the couch? But then no, I don't, that's not how I roll. So
you
I
powered up, you went, you bought
I powered up, I went on the 7 train, and was I rewarded? No, it was miserable and rainy and cold, and we had
did
no.
Did you buy yourself a treat at the stadium at least, or what?
I did. I went for the Shake Shack.
Nice.
The double Shack burger and a black and white milkshake. Yes, I did do
there
that.
That's worth the train ride along. There you go. You gotta reward yourself. And City you gotta Field eat that comfort food sometimes.
City Field. Really? I mean, I really don't. I wasn't. I wasn't gonna. But I need a little pick me up. So yeah, and that was it. It was not a great. Was not a great experience. We had. This was one of those where we could have played for 3 hours and not scored. Like, it just did not, we just were not dangerous ever. And
against the Colorado team, it's been up or down. Like, they had a pretty rough start this season.
They look good. They look quite good to me. They were, I was before the game, they were missing a bunch of people. Georgi Mihailovic was hurt, and I guess Sam Vines was listed as questionable, but he ended up starting. And anyway, I thought they were a little undermanned, but they looked quite good. They were defensively very solid, and they scored their chances. They were sort of, their press was, you know, on and off, but they were just defensively solid, and we couldn't. We did nothing against them. And so, I mean, Zach Steffen looked a little overweight and disinterested and ready to let one dribble by. But I think he made one save that I can remember of a ball that was already going high anyway, that he then kind of was nice enough to touch so that we got a corner out of it. But, like, that was it. He had literally had nothing to
work for. And Zach Steffen's had a rough couple of years, I think. So,
well, I was never a big Zach Steffen fan. I thought when he was back in the day, when he was in Columbus, I would not have picked him over Sean Johnson at the time. He, when he went to Man City, I was shocked. I didn't think, I didn't see that coming at all. And it, you know, didn't really work out. I don't know how he's been for Colorado. In this case, like I said, he did not, he looked vulnerable, but we did not test him. So,
even from outside the box, no one kicked it in there. Full disclosure, I've been out of town and stuff, so I haven't got a chance to watch a lot of the other games.
I haven't looked at the stats really much. I could look. I don't think this was particularly. I mean, we had some. You know, there was some. I tried to be industrious. We had a lot of possession, but that had a lot to do with the. With the state of the game, because Colorado scored early, and then, I mean, I guess we had 15 shots, 3 on goal. Expected goals, 1.5, it says here, for us, and 1.3 for them. That's surprising to me. I did not think we generated. I guess all the, you know, there were a lot of little things. Obviously, we were trying, but it did not... 3 shots on goal. I guess I don't know. I don't remember Zach Steffen ever like even going to his knees or anything. Our striker, Munsef Bakra, is setting new records for, he's got like now 800 minutes plus without scoring. He now is like chasing left backs back into midfield. I don't know. And the Serbian kid is gone again. He has some kind of injury, so he didn't play. Like, Talis Magno was available again, but he didn't come. Instead, we saw Malachi Jones, who had two pretty good header opportunities, but that seems to be not his thing. They went really did not go well. Anyway, that's it. We're going to Toronto next, and then we got you guys in 2 weeks, City Field.
That'll be fun. That'll be the Schnitzel boys.
Yeah, it's too bad because this was the five game homestand that was kind of make or break, and we won three, tied one, and now lost one, and that's not a bad record, but I think the team is. This will have cost him a lot of that new one confidence, I bet. And I hope. And on the road, we've done nothing. We've played four games. We got 1 point in Miami. And
sounds like so, the topsy-turvy circus continues. It's hard to know what's going on.
Yeah. The Cushing out chance, we're back. There's definitely a contingent of people who are still ready for that.
More pushing for the Cushings.
He did not succeed in the short ball, short and stout coach derby.
Our old former New York Rebel himself, Chris Armas, got a 2-0 win. Good for him. Good for the Colorado boys.
Yeah, they look good. They look good.
Yeah, and it's crazy that Mihailovic didn't play. That's crazy. I'm looking at the results over the weekend. San Jose over LAFC 3-1. That's the one that pops out on me. San Jose hosting LAFC, beating them 3-1. What is going on with LAFC here? I was there 2 weeks ago at the 2-2.
Yeah, San Jose haven't been very good either, right?
No.
Yeah, they're biding their time, right? Until the summer, then they get Giroux and
that'll be electric for them.
That's going to change everything. England got a win on the road in Chicago. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's also a pretty surprising one. Nashville handily beat Montreal. Not super surprising. And a lot of ties. Charlotte 2-0 over Portland, but they hosted. Cincy 1-1 at Orlando. Minnesota at Atlanta.
Minnesota.
2-1. Atlanta United. All of a sudden are good. Atlanta United must be. Gonzalo Pineda, I think, is probably on the hottest seat right now, don't you think?
It seems that it's maybe
after Nick Cushing, I guess.
Thiago Almada has lost his touch a little bit. He, after listening to you for a year after the World Cup, just
World
about
Cup
speculation.
Yeah.
World Cup bench watcher, Thiago Almada, World Cup front row seat watcher.
Oh, yeah.
He has not been so good. And after we were listening for a year to speculation about how much was it going to be, 20 million or 30 million that they're going we're going to get for him. Now, I don't know what's happening with him. He has not been that good. And
I guess
Miles Robinson, probably they miss more than they thought they might.
Good on you.
Like
when they miss the Americans. I just want to add also, as far as the Inter Miami goes, the game, they had fireworks at the beginning. They had fireworks at halftime. They had a light show. They just really made it an epic night. It's definitely a thing. They had singing. They had dancing. I was hoping they chose Serena Williams in the box or something. They had some rapper I never heard of. I don't know. But I just want to say that the atmosphere also at the Inter Miami game. Oh, and also it was a full house. Those games are packed, full houses. People
of course,
do leave
I mean...
early. I want to add a little context, by the way. In the past,
Florida
with
traffic.
Lionel Messi... When Lionel Messi has left the field, people have left, and I've criticized that. However, the post-game traffic is nuts. It's literally just a giant open field like a park fair ground, but everyone has to leave at the same time. And there's very few people directing traffic, and it's just every man for themselves bottlenecking out of that thing.
It's kind of like Red Bull Arena.
It's worse. I've done both. This one's worse than Red Bull Arena.
Really?
Yeah. So when people leave early, I have more empathy towards that. You know, it's one of those things where you got to be there to know. There we go. A fun MLS weekend. The Columbus Crew. Did we talk about the Columbus Crew? Was that last week? That was last week.
Yeah, that was a great game. So I did. Yeah, that was a good game.
They went down to Monterey. They beat them 3-1. Aiden Morris with a turnover and a goal. They beat them with this misfit crew of Americans and Canadians got down there to Monterey and just beating them 3-1. I think one of the only times an American club's gone down and beaten Mexico. The first time they beat Pachuca.
And very convincingly, too.
Monterey did not.
Yeah. They did not generate a whole lot. I mean, you would, even with the lead, you were like, oh, this can't, this is still going to crumble. But it didn't. They did extremely well. And now they have to play the final in Pachuca.
Yeah.
Maybe they can do that. But they really single-handedly have rescued MLS's honor, because everybody else really did poorly this year.
Right.
And it's really a tale of two worlds. There's the crew and there's everybody else. Everybody else got smoked, and the crew are in the final. Yeah, this is very it was fun. It was very exciting. I always love those games, and I'm looking forward to the final. Speaking of
Pachuca, is at a higher altitude than Mexico City, by the way. So Pachuca is at super altitude.
And they have looked pretty solid. So this is going to be difficult. But I mean, they beat Tigres and they beat Monterrey. Hopefully they can do it.
And we got
U.S. Open Cup this week. I got the Squabs, the baby pigeons, also known as the Squabs. The run continues, and they're gonna. I have tickets to go on Wednesday night to go to Queens on top of a parking garage to watch this U.S. Open Cup game.
Do they have food carts there? What's the deal?
They have one cart, food carts. They have one hot dog guy who has been completely overwhelmed. The couple
I was gonna say,
times
good for him. It's good business.
That I've been there. Yeah, no, they have not. I mean, this is not. I don't know. This one may get a few more people, but the NYCFC 2 games, they're not that well attended. So, but even when there's 200 people, the hot dog guy has more than he can handle.
I was gonna say that's enough. It's a good gig. Well, that'll be a lot of fun. When is that, on Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday,
that'll be a lot of fun. I hope the NYCFC 2 stream continues. I would love some random MLS Next Pro team to win the whole thing. This is the round that MLS teams are now being introduced, correct?
I don't think yet.
Or is that next round?
Hold on. No, you're right. They are. That's true. MLS teams are now... Because this is the round of Cert 32. Now it's just going to be, winner moves on, and then we have the round of 16. Yeah, that's true.
And there's no
we have
further teams, right? It's, these are the eight.
This is it. These are the 32 that are left. Yeah, and the Colorado Springs switchbacks are ripe for the picking, I think. Maybe. I don't think this is necessarily going to... a foregone conclusion that the Squabs will not win. Yeah, we have MLS teams. We have Atlanta United against the Charlotte Independents, Houston Dynamo playing against Detroit City FC, FC Dallas against Memphis, San Jose against the Oakland Roots, and that might be it for MLS. Oh, Sporting KC on the road at Union Omaha, and Real Salt Lake. Oh, and the Las Vegas Lights are playing LAFC. You should go see that.
Yeah, that's actually not...
You like Vegas?
I do love Vegas. It's not a bad idea, actually. What is your plan for... hold on. Give me a second. What is your guys' plan for...
You're going black again.
Yeah, it's because I have to go. What's your plan for Jonas Fjellberg, Colorado Switchbacks number 9?
I think we're just going to break his leg early and get him subbed off.
Yeah, what do you think? What are you thinking about how Matt Mahoney's been this year?
They're not doing well, right? Last time I checked, they were last. That was couple weeks ago. But
they do have Matthew. They have Matthew Real on loan from Philly Union. I think I actually do know who that is. I think I know who that is, right?
Okay.
They have a Jamaican player named Speedy Williams. And his name is Speedy Williams. What are your plans to slow down Speedy Williams, you think, on Wednesday?
Listen, we don't have I think for this round, I don't think we're going to send any first team players. And so the kids are going to have to figure it out. But they've been doing so well in this so far. So I don't know. I can't say that I have that I'm privy to the specific tactics that are going to be in play. But they have not done well. They're struggling in their of all the USL championship teams. Hold on, where is the?
I just have a feeling that Speedy Williams is going to run circles around you guys and score a hat trick. My boy Speedy's gonna. There's gonna be a reckoning on Wednesday. So you need to have some sort of campaign.
Oh, they have made it past They've made it past the El Paso Locomotive. So they got 7 points out of 8 games.
Yeah, that's it's a tough train to beat, right?
But they're 11th out of 12 teams. So we'll see. I mean, it is the highest level USL. So this should be a blowout, really. This is like this is like England Championship against like some, yeah. So they're not favored, but it should be fun. Hopefully it'll be fun.
Yeah, sweet. Well, it should be a lot of fun. I look forward to it. US Open Cup entering its final rounds with the full team lineup. The MLS team's coming in. Columbus coming for Pachuca. MLS boiling forward as we get ready for Leagues Cup. The mighty Leagues Cup coming up in a month, right? Starts in June.
What are you doing to get ready for it's early May. What is your schedule? What's your routine in getting ready for the Leagues Cup? How are your preparations? What exactly are you doing?
You get full.
Already got the Spanish. We heard earlier. You speak the Spanish. Español. That's good.
Puedo pagar contigo? Can I pay with you? Let's talk about parking. And then the first thing you do is you get full team reports and you do full analysis. Then you watch hours of footage, tactics. Then you email their supporters, give them hotel recommendations to see where they're hosted. Because in LA, I think a team is being hosted in LA.
Wait, you're going on the road for Leagues Cup?
No. They're going. The Mexican fans are coming on the road here. So you offer, you find them, you offer your couch so they have somewhere to stay when they're in town.
What?
You know, I'm doing all the Leagues Cup preparations.
Wow. Know? All right. The Leagues Cup is more intense than I thought. All right. I guess I'll get on that.
How many of you? How many players are you hosting at your house?
I'm hosting. I think I'm probably gonna have to move the cat toilet from upstairs, and there's some room. Nah. There's some room in the loft for people to stay.
That's what I'm talking about. You should host 3 or 4 fans at least. You know, we got to bring them up here. We got to have a good time. Leagues Cup, baby. It's the biggest soccer tournament happening this summer, I believe.
Yeah, Querétaro. We're playing Querétaro. So
Querétaro, the team that Ronaldinho played for. The team
and Cincinnati.
That Camilo Van Sanvetso, for his name, who forced a move to Querétaro from Vancouver Whitecaps once upon a time. Mm-hmm. No, but we got a lot of fun and stuff coming up. In U.S. Men's National Team news, Tyler Adams, I think, is officially out of the Copa, or at least it's looking like it. And it's just sad. He took all year off, played one great game against Mexico, right back to that was too much for him. They played him too hard, too fast. Right back to the injury bench for this couple of months. So
yeah, it's tough.
He couldn't really give much to Bournemouth this year at all. I think he only played like 1 or 2 games, right?
And they've done pretty well without him. So it's not like he's just going to walk into that lineup either when he comes back.
For our national team, though, he's a big blow. Like Tyler Adams is arguably the most important part of our team. And if he's out for the summer, I mean, yeah. Leonard Maloney, you're up, I guess.
Christian Pulisic had a decent season. He had a good season.
Yeah, we can reflect on him well because I remember last year, it's like going to Italy. He stayed healthy all year long. He had a great season. He played week one. We should be thankful that Christian Pulisic finally had a season we wanted.
That is pretty good, yeah. And we also, and he's not going to be. He's not going to be the international Messi level superstar that some people thought. He'll be good. He's good. He's been good.
Maybe
Giorena, big question mark. I guess he might just go back to Dortmund, and we'll see what happens there. but the forced move did not pan out for him.
Nope. Bad move.
And so
he got a new agent, and he thought it was a good move for him, but in reality, it was just a move for the head coach. It was an agent right. head coach further, using him.
Further proof that things can get worse.
Hey, it gets worse. It gets worse. Excellent. Do you have any other things? USA.
We've done it.
Had a blast in Miami. Got to see Messi. I'll tell you, these are Miami boys. If they keep playing, they played over the weekend. I think it's their title to lose. I think they're marching through the final.
Yeah, they're looking strong for
sure. I mean, they just have firepower and tools that no other club has. And they have tools that defenders just don't know what to do with. So.
Now that Suarez's legs are working again, everybody buckle up. But
about legs.
NYCFC need a road win. Please, we need a road win.
Sure. I think you want a road win. You don't need a road win. There's no guarantees.
Yeah, we need a road win.
You would like a road win, I think.
We need a road win.
We need air, we need water, we need food. But we would
and
like
a road win. We need all those things and a road win.
All right. I agree with you. Hi, everyone. Tschüss. This has been Shinto Boys reporting from Florida and New York. Tschüss. Bis nächste Woche.